This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news here in the United States. Democrat Raphael Warnock won one of Georgia's two Senate runoff races Wednesday, becoming the first black senator in the state's history and putting the Senate majority within the party's reach. Warnock's victory is viewed as a rebuke of outgoing President Donald Trump, who made one of his final trips in office to Georgia to rally his loyal base behind both Republican incumbents. The second race was too early to call, as votes were still being counted early Wednesday. There were still some mail-in ballots and in-person early votes left to be counted statewide, the majority of which are in Democratic-leaning counties. Speaking of President Trump, he's expected to address supporters at a rally outside the White House later this morning, ahead of a congressional vote to certify the Electoral College results, giving Joe Biden the presidency. Trump is seeking support for his last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss to Biden. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser called on the National Guard, fearing repeats of violence between protest groups like the city saw over the summer. Bowser and politicians in nearby Maryland and Virginia have urged residents to stay home today and avoid counter-protests. Japan is preparing to issue a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic for Tokyo and three nearby areas as cases continue to surge around the nation. Japan's chief cabinet secretary said in a news conference Wednesday the government was considering taking effective, strong measures to tackle the risk posed by people dining out. For more news, please join us at voanews.com with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. An American citizen working for a law firm known for taking on human rights cases was among dozens of people arrested in Hong Kong on Wednesday under a new national security law imposed by Beijing. Local media in Hong Kong report the more than 50 activists arrested in the biggest crackdown yet against the Democratic opposition under the new law. The Democratic Party's Facebook page said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized ballot last year to select Democratic candidates for an upcoming legislature election. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned at the time they may violate the new law. The security law was imposed by Beijing on the former British colony back in June. World Health Organization experts are due in China 1 year after the coronavirus outbreak. They're going for a highly politicized visit to explore the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO says China has granted permission for the visit by its 10-person team of experts, but before most even began their journeys, they faced roadblocks with Beijing not yet granting them entry. The WHO's Emergencies Director Michael Ryan said Tuesday that the problem was a lack of visa clearance that should be resolved quickly. Earlier this week, Chinese authorities had refused to confirm the exact dates and details of the visit, a sign of the enduring insensitivity of their mission. COVID-19 was first detected in the central city of Wuhan in late 2019, but its origins remain bitterly contested. U.S. intelligence officials investigating last month's massive cybersecurity breach that impacted thousands of companies and dozens of government agencies warned the hack is part of an ongoing intelligence operation likely being carried out by Russia. The intelligence agency Tuesday made the first formal statement of attribution from U.S. officials and confirmed previous comments by senior officials and even lawmakers who said the evidence pointed pretty clearly to Moscow. Late last month, software giant Microsoft said the hackers even managed to use the breach to access some of the company's heavily guarded source code, the basic programming central to running Microsoft programs and operating systems. As always, for details on much more news, we encourage you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. For the very latest news via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.